So, Lewis, first of all, obviously you don't want to see Kieran Westwood injured and having these issues, but how good have you felt being in the first team at Wednesday? And has it helped you sort of adapt to being at Sheffield Wednesday, the fact that you've got some first team football quickly this season?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously you'd never wish an injury on one of your teammates and bits, but it's been nice to get some games in and kind of play, and it helps you settle down a bit because then, you know, you're in amongst it.
It's quite a good competition though, isn't it? You've got Westwood yourself and then Joe Wildsmith as well, who's played well. And I guess the way that he played may have made it a tough decision when the manager has to decide between you and Joe Wildsmith.
I imagine so, yeah. I wasn't up here to see Joe's game. I was kind of back home with having my appendix out. So, but I asked him after the game. I heard he did well, which is good. It's good for the club. You know, got kids coming through, Joe and Cammy. And obviously, you kind of me and Westy battling as well, so it's all round us looking pretty strong.
How was that then, the operation? And sort of when did you find out that you're going to need it?
The Friday before we play, I think St Mirren, and then I was hurting a little bit while we were in Portugal. Kind of carried on. I just thought I got kicked or something. I just played out saw the doctor on a Friday at about 1:00, and then by 3:00, I was out and under the knife.
And that must be difficult when you've joined a new club and then you've got to go through all of that. And
it was a slight, because I was in a hotel at the time. I'd check out the next day and I hadn't packed my stuff or anything. Yeah. I was kind of relying on other people to try and help me out. But yeah, it was all right. You know, it's a little bit frustrating at the time to miss the start of the season, but there's nothing I could have done about it.
How have you found it then? How have you found these first few games? The team is playing fairly well, isn't it? And it is a new side that's coming together.
Yeah, I think all in all we've done pretty well. We look solid enough, scored a few goals. Like you said, it's a new team and it's a new squad. It's not just a team, you've got, it's a big overhaul of a squad, so everybody's getting used to each other and getting used to how people play and settling in. So yeah, I think all in all it's not been a too bad a start.
And it's quite a difficult league, isn't it, to sort of have players coming in and learning it for the first time. The foreign players especially will be getting to know this division.
Yeah, it is a difficult league to settle into because for starters you play so many games. You know, it's literally Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday. You play a lot of games to settle in. And it is a different league. It's physical. Then you've got other teams that try and play, whereas obviously in the Premier League, you've got most teams try and play football and it's sometimes a little bit easier to adapt, whereas here you've got so many contrasting styles in teams that you play. It can take a little while for people to settle down.
A new defender's come in today, Michael Turner. How important is that connection between a goalkeeper and the back four?
Yeah, it's important. So, you know, obviously, I don't know if he'll be playing at the weekend. I'll have to ask the manager, but you only kind of develop those relationships by training and then playing games. But he's been around a long time. He's an experienced guy. I'm pretty sure he'll settle straight in if he starts.
And how good is it for a player like Tom Lees, who seems to be really developing during his time at Wednesday? I think he's had the armband while Glenn's been out. Just how impressed have you been playing behind him?
Yeah, Tom's a great centre half. He's very reliable, very consistent. For a young guy, he's played a hell of a lot of games. So it's good to watch him. I like playing with him and it's good to watch him progress, and I think he looks like he's getting stronger with every game.
As eager as you are to maybe get this next win, I guess you can't force a little bit. When you're playing a team like Middlesbrough, you want to get another win in the league, don't you? But this is a particularly difficult game, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We've got coming up to the international break, you always want to try and end on a good result, but Middlesbrough are going to be a team that probably pushing, if not for the top two, I imagine they'll be in the playoffs. If not, I think it might be a bit of a failure for their season. You don't want to go a little bit too gung-ho and get carried away, but it'd be nice to finish on a high.
As we talk about their ambitions, at this football club would equally maybe not competing for the top six, would that be a disappointment here? Is that what the focus is, to try and, even if you don't get there, to at least have a good go for the top six?
I think you always want to have a go, no matter what team you are. It's always difficult when you've got a lot of players come in to see how you can, whether you hit the ground running or not, which I think we kind of have done, and we haven't got off to a complete fly, but I think we've got off to a settled start. You've got to be looking for it. You know, I think there's a lot of teams, but then there's a lot of teams in this league that will be probably in the same sort of boat as what we are, that are looking to get in and around it and see if you can kind of compete.
The impact of this game will make the last two league games, I suppose if you win, then you could say a point against Reading and at Leeds and then a win looks pretty good. If you lose this game, though, it can kind of go the other way, can't it?
It's still early on. I think it will be a bit. It's a bit early to start getting kind of, you know, if you go into it and you lose, it's a bit early to get down and start saying, well, you've had a bad start, you know, we've had this, we've had that. And it would be the same if we won. You know, if you won and you start saying, well, you'd be in the top six then, and it's, you know, you can't like, get carried away with it. It's got to take the game for its own merit. Me personally, I think we've had a steady start to the season. The draw against Reading, a team that come basically just to sit there and try and probably play for a draw. I think that's all they've done this year, haven't they? They've only drawn all their games. And then I think you'd imagine you'd take a draw away at Leeds, if I was being honest. I don't think it's too bad if we lose. You know, it's not a panic sign just yet. But again, the same thing, if we win, you can't get carried away.
Just a final one. All the goalkeepers come to this club, whether they're experienced guys or guys like Joe Wildsmith, they always make a point of praising Andy Rhodes as a goalkeeping coach. Just what makes him so effective as a coach, and why does he have such a good relationship with his goalkeepers, do you think?
For one, he's a great guy. You know, he makes training fun. He's a bubbly personality, which you need, especially as a goalkeeper, because it can be a little bit of a lonely old position. And I just think he's got so much experience, you know, from his playing days and as a coach. That's why it makes him such a good, you know, a good coach. And he's a great person, if that makes, you know, makes you any easier, if that makes sense. He's kind of the type of guy that you can just sit down, you can have a chat to, you can get on really well with. He's not unapproachable, he's not, you know, prickly. So I think that's why he's had so much success, and everybody rants and raves about him.
Thank you.
No problem.